Jesus. Negus.
Well, let an evil lie, so they say, but I'll hide from the devil on judgment day. I say, I'm on fire, I'm old man. I'm on fire, I'm old man. I'm on fire, I'm old man down the line. Oh, yeah. Well, me and the devil sitting at a stoplight. He started rolling all us out of sight. I said, I'm on fire, I'm old man. I'm on fire, I'm old man. I'm on fire, I'm old man down the line. Well, going pretty fast, I look up behind. I hear the devil doing 99. I'm saying, I'm on fire, I'm a moon man. I'm on fire, I'm a moon man. I'm on fire, I'm a moon man on the line.
Let's drag now!
Smart, the race was won. Here come the devil doing 101. I'm on fire, I'm old man. I'm on fire, I'm old man. I'm on fire, I'm old man down the line.
Let's play it again.
I'm a fire, I'm a moon man. I'm a fire, I'm a moon man. I'm a fire, I'm a moon man down the line. Oh, yeah. Well, I've led an evil life, as they say, but I'll hide from the devil on judgment day. I'm a fire, I'm a moon man. I'm a fire, I'm a moon man. I'm a fire, I'm a moon man down the line.
Up there on the stairs, beware, beware, I hear somebody coming, a boy, his toes, oh look there he goes, why Mr. Ghost is going to town. He takes his cane, his gloves and his hat, and like a cat, he hurries down the alley, the moon is bright, and this is the night, when Mr. Ghost is going to town. And he can't be late. He's got a day to do a little stepping. He'll shake his bone to hot saxophone, 'cause Mr. Ghost is going to town.
Ghost is going to town. Yeah!
my God, that was amazing. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. That's right. Woo! It is 7:05, and usually I have, we do the shamanic journeying. But apparently, I guess that's just not happening because I literally forgot my drum. I thought it was in, you know, I thought I had it. And on my way, I realized I didn't have it. So I'm just going to take it as like a sign of just like kind of like chillax, maybe with the drum today, and just kind of like go with the flow, because we're going to be doing a lot of drumming next week. It's the 8 portal. Everybody get ready for the 8 portal, because manifest. Oh my goodness, is the manifesting happening. So, I mean, seriously, get ready for all of that. Yes. Cue in the Hawaiian music, because all of that good stuff needs to come on out. You're invited. All the good stuff. Vacational. Oh my God, I can't even talk. Just kidding. There's a lot of healing vibrations happening here. There's a lot of just laying back. You know, the theme the last two shows have just been kind of like less work, just more chillaxing, getting into the energy, feeling the energy, and, you know, just getting connected with the energy. So I could probably do a longer reading, actually, at the end of the show at 7:40, and kind of do about 15, you know, minutes instead of 10. You know, who knows? But anyways, I hope you are enjoying this. I hope you're enjoying everything I'm playing. That was amazing what we just heard right there. That was the Five Jones Brothers, Mr. Ghost Goes to Town. And I love picking up these gospel jubilee Halloween themed songs. And I play them a lot on Sunday service, but I've been kind of wanting to bring more Sunday service here to the paranormal. Yeah, you just evolve and you're just changing. Yeah. I'm transitioning. It's interesting, more into like country and folk and bluegrass and gospel Americana. Like that's always been a big part of me, but I'm like evolving more, where now I play, like, that's the thing, the instruments that I'm gravitated to are usually in that realm, like banjos, washboards, you know, mandolins. And it's like, I was given a mandolin, actually, you know, crazy enough. And I really, it was just like, see, how did these things just fall into my possession, you know? So things like that, like harmonicas, you know, all that stuff, I love it. I love Americana. So join me Sunday. I play all, it's all of that. It's all bluegrass, gospel, jubilee, country, soul, folk, old timey, you know, even ragtime, New Orleans jazz. So, you know, and I'm just like, well, yeah, I want to play all that. So anyways, just connecting and feeling spirit, you know, I was talking about morning rituals, and if you have a morning ritual, really set your day up for success. So I recommend that's something that you do every day, is you have a morning ritual and a morning routine that, you know, you are connected with and you're connected to, and all the magic that comes forth with all of this. And it's beginning your day grounding, beginning your day, you know, really connecting to your heartstrings and letting you have a good day and letting you have a magnificent day, which I hope you're having today. And if you're not, I hope this could at least bring some kind of ease, or even if you're not completely healed, you know, it can be a doorway. And that's all that I want this to be, is to be a spark. You know, you know, some may get a lot from this. Some may not get that much, or some may, you know, it really depends. But what matters is that you stumbled upon this and you're remembering. And this is definitely a portal to remember. This is all about remembering your highest purpose, your truest self, your truest calling, and who you are. So let's get connected with that. Let's get groovy with it. And let's continue this flow. You know, I'm just flowing, and song that's flowing with the playlist, because a lot of times the healing is just the playlist, and sometimes I like to kick back and just play tunes, and that's sometimes that's what I need, you know. Sometimes that's what other people just need. They need to hear a certain song at a certain time, you know. And so I love this. Relax, kick back, anything we can to kick it back, to kick it back. Life is good. Ooh, here's something coming up that I want to play. The Drifters, Save the Last Dance for Me. Let's play The Drifters. Why not? I've been thinking about that song for a while, so I love that song. Let's get into it.
You can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye to let him hold you tight. You can smile every smile for the man who held your hand neath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Oh, I know,
oh, I know
that the music's
yes,
fine like sparkling
oh,
wine. Go and have your
yes,
fun.
Oh, I know.
Laugh and sing,
yes, I know.
But while we're apart,
oh,
don't give your
yes,
heart to anyone.
Oh,
but don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance,
you can dance.
Go and carry
you
on
dance.
Till the night is
you
gone
dance.
And it's time to
you
go
can dance. You can dance.
If he asks
you can dance.
If you're all
you
alone
can
he take you,
you
home
dance.
You must tell him no. Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me.
We'll be right back. Started in January of 1970. 40 years later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Now it is our
and good evening, good morning, good day, good infinite, wonderful times we're living in. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah, I'm so sorry that we did not get to our shamanic journeying, but all is well because I trust spirit. I trust that I forgot my drum on purpose, folks. Because whatever needs to be communicated needs to be communicated. We don't stress here. We just go with the flow. It's so laid back here. That's why I love it here at WMFO. The energy's so laid back. And that's exactly the energy I want to bring here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Everything's just infinite, expansive. It's going to go the way it's going to go. We're not going to rush. We're not going to worry. We're just going to leave it in the hands of the universe and spirit. And doesn't that feel good to just take the load off and feel uplifted and be like, yeah, I'm taken care of by a source. You know, I don't have to constantly control everything. I can just sit back and be taken care of and be fulfilled and be healed and just clear and remember who I am for a moment and just get away from the 3D realm of the Matrix and kind of get off course in that aspect in that way. So, yeah. You are so beautiful. You are so loved. And thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for connecting to the highest magnitude of love, beauty, and spirit. You shine every time we connect because you are a force, I'm a force, and you know, a dream work, teamwork makes a dream work. It does, it really does, and it's happening here. So our efforts together and everything you're listening to, everything, the work you're doing on your own and what you're doing with yourself and how you understand and relate to the world around you, it's great. Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it beautiful? This is just, I'm sharing this and I'm sharing, you know, and I can, and I'm hopefully I can share with you some music you've never heard and artists you've never heard. And yeah, I give it to you old school vintage because that's where my soul is, you know, it's exactly where my soul is. Life is so good. It really is. I really can't think of anything better than to be right here on WMFO communicating spirit to you and playing a beautiful of oldies playlist. Oh my God! And meditating and speaking the word of God and spirit and the infinite joy and just really connecting. Like, this is connection. This is life. This is right here, right now. And where we get to be conscious of ourselves and witness this beautiful, magnificent place of life. And so I'm here to bring you the good news. I am the good news media. I am the good news news. And good news today. You are forever transformed. You are forever changed in this moment. You have come into contact with your most miraculous, beautiful self, and your vibration is raising. You see, you are the most loved, valuable entity. The world most definitely revolves around you. You are just adored and at odd. Why else would you be here? That is evidence. You being alive is evidence of how much something loved you. You being here is evidence of how important you are. Your breath breathing right now is the total evidence of why you are needed right now. See, we're all alive for other people. We're all here for other people. We all live specifically for everyone else. And as somebody lives just for you. How beautiful is that? How beautiful does that connection make? Because we're all one. So, I really hope, I want you to take in the good news. This is the good news of the day. Wherever you are, wherever you're shining, wherever your light is, this is the good news of the day. And I want you to be here and have it and have this gift and know it's not the doomsday. No. It's the magic day. It's the awakening. It's the beginning of the rest of your life. You are young. You're youthful. If you're still breathing, you're young. I've got news for you. You've got more youth and more energy than you've ever had in your life. All you gotta do is tap into it. It's not that you don't have it. It's not that it's not there. It's there. Just tap in. Come on, tap it on in like Happy Gilmore. Give it a little tap. Tap, tap-a-roo. Just tap it in. No, seriously, just exactly. Sometimes you just gotta tap it in, all right? I'm not BSing you. This is real. I'm not BSing you, okay? Tap it in. Tap-a-roo. Tap-a-roonie. Tap-a-roonie. Speaking of tap-a-roonie, let's get on to some more fantastical music. Do you like the Electric Light Orchestra by any chance? I have to say, they're actually a band that sometimes I can't listen to because it's too good. I got issues. It's too emotional. Like the fingies, it's too much for me sometimes, but it's like that. So do it up right here. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Paranormal Playground Sounds.
The city streets are empty now.
The lights don't shine no more.
And so the songs are way down low.
Turning, turning.
A sound that flows into my mind.
The echoes of the daylight.
Of everything that is alive. You are gone, I turn to stone.
that they sing. I like to sing this song because this is the song that they sing when they carry my mother away. I can see the crowd as they gathered, following the hearse on up the hill, and somebody pulled.
Good evening. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite. The Boston Medium. The Boston Medium. How are you doing today? Is your life well? Are you feeling well? Is your spirits raised? Is your spirits high? Is there angelic play coming in? Ooh! Are you feeling good like this song? It's upbeat, jazzy. It's a song that'll get you in a good mood right now. Spirit is here with us. They are here with us with the Holy Spirit healing. We are here with the Holy Spirit healing. Life and life is good. Half Catholic and half Baptist Christian. Amazing. It's amazing. Life is good. Life is good. So, let us rejoice in this most beautiful energy that's happening right now. You know, I'm just on a flow. Everything's in a flow. Where are you right now? Where's your body temple? Are you present? Are you here? Are you floating? Are you in the reverie of your next greatest yet to be? Are we here? That was the Beach Boys earlier with Passing By. Electric Light Orchestra, Turn to Stone. The Heptones, Be a Man. So much magic going on in the studio. Wah, 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 wah. There's so many good things happening. I could just flow. This music just makes you want to flow and lay back and chillax and wind down. I feel like the energy is really, there's a huge message coming in for just relaxation. It's been very strong. I mean, everything's been very go, go, go this summer. Very busy summer. Not complaining. It's good. It's very good busy. But even if it's good busy, sometimes we do need to step back and kind of, you know, sometimes we need to step back and smell those roses, smell the light, smell the joy, be in joy, all of the above. So, as we're here, I'm going to play one more song and then we're going to go into our general reads. Why not? Why don't we play some Fleetwood Mac? I think that is probably the most appropriate thing right now. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Free From Radio. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Hello, gorgeous souls. So it is that time right now that we come to the message. What does Infinite Spirit want us to bring? What is the clear, clean message of understanding what it is that we need right now? So we have about 15 more minutes and we're almost outskis out of here. And within that hour, those moments, let's see what else we need. Okay, Infinite Spirit, thank you so much for being here. I'm going to hold my labradorite. Infinite Spirit, what needs to be channeled? Infinite Spirit, what is it that needs to come forth? Wash and cleanse, wash and clear. Infinite Spirit, what needs to come in? There's an energy that comes in right now. That message that is brought in, and there's a reason why the image of the monarch butterfly was brought to the attention today, and why I had to see this today, and why I had to see this man saving the monarchs, and he's laying the eggs and hatching them. This topic is about creation, and it's about giving birth to goodness. It's about giving birth to passion. You see, this man that was helping the butterflies, it was just a joy for him to save them, to have them flourish, to have them be alive, to have them be on our earth. That was love. You have to understand that what he was doing was pure love, and I needed to see this. I needed to see it's not just about these acts of kindness, so humanity, so good, and yada, yada, yada. Like, it has nothing to do with it. It's, you know, it's like, yeah, of course we're supposed to do things like this. Why should we get a reward or a medal when we do good things for other people? Why should it, you know, to the extent of why should we it be on social media, you know? And I mean, that's the thing, is I understand though why we should have things on social, we should have, bring things on social media or have our own platform and bring it out, because then it inspires other people to do the same thing and make a difference. And that's what I was thinking. I was like, well, I wish that guy had a social media, because I understand that he loves doing this. And I get not wanting to share a passion, because it's not about showing it off, and it has nothing to do with anyone else accepting it or not accepting it. You do it because you love it. And you know, I remember that's why I didn't have Facebook or social media for the longest time, because I just wanted to live. And I understand where he's coming from, but also I think if he were on social media and showed that he was saving these butterflies, other people would want to do the same thing as a hobby. And look at how much butterflies you could save if that idea was imprinted and planted, to be able to hatch those eggs and yourself and release them into the world and to be a part of saving them. So the whole point of what I'm saying, if I'm not going on a tangent, sorry, was that is love. It's not about being a good do-gooder. We're not doing acts of kindness. We're not participating in this world and serving people and giving so we can take pictures of it and tell everybody about it and show everybody what great people we are. It's the love. Spreading joy, spreading bliss, working on ourselves has nothing to do with how other people see us. Has nothing to do with this reward system that was made up as we were younger. and as we were infants and as we were children. And you do good, you get a reward. You do bad, you don't do, you get punished. And, you know, we have to go inside of ourselves to discern right from wrong, morals. And when we can do simple acts of kindness like this and be able to, when that, like that guy being able to save those butterflies, because we all enjoy them. Who doesn't enjoy staring at butterflies? You know? And who doesn't enjoy their energy, their gentleness? It's so feminine. It's such a feminine insect. It is just such a divine feminine insect that is just so pleasant to have. And when they land on you, it's so pleasant and beautiful. That's a picture, actually, I have up on the Boston Medium page where I'm holding a butterfly in my hand. So we really need to understand this level of why are we really stepping in to our higher self, you know, the goodness, and remember that we're not here to contribute to society so it looks good, so people can think of us as, wow, this person's that, this person's this, that's a real good person. Who cares? Who cares what other people think? Because it doesn't last. It dissolves opinions and how they feel. It's always conditional. No matter how much you do for other people, no matter how much you do, sometimes it will never be enough. It will never be enough. You know, sometimes, and that's why some of the most kindest, loving, giving people sometimes, you know, unfortunately get taken advantage of, because it's like the last priority. The last least common denominator of what we're really understanding what our values are. And it's so crazy because it should be at the highest value. So anyways, the whole point is when we're going out here and we're doing good, what are you connecting with that is understanding and spreading this energy? Because what you're understanding is the giving is coming from a law of attraction state of knowing that it is coming back to you. No, you're not giving so you can receive. You're giving because you're abundant, you're wealthy, and you have that much to give. So it feels good to give. Once you're getting into that state, it feels good to give. It feels good to birth, give life. As that guy said, he was hatching those eggs. That's what he was doing. He was making sure that those monarch butterflies were hatching their eggs and continuously spreading the beauty, spreading the joy, spreading the love. And it was a circulation. That, imagine what that energy is doing that he put into those butterflies and where it's going into the world. So you need to understand your love travels everywhere. Your giving travels everywhere, and it matters. So take within today, because giving is giving birth. When you're, every time you give birth. Every time you make someone feel good, every time you pass on a good thought, a compliment, helping someone, it's like a domino effect of miraculous happenings. You are God in that moment. You are channeling God. You are channeling Christ. You are channeling the ultimate ascension of an angel. When we are giving, and it's not just material, giving love, giving smiles, giving compliments, giving anything that can uplift and make someone's day good, that's what it's about. Making someone's life easier. Even if somebody wants to make your life hard or start a fight with you, don't add to the poison. Don't get affected by it. You know, understand how to neutralize it. And give it love. Put something positive in the air in that moment. Life is really good. And when we see the world that we want to live in, when we live like this, when we are able to be in our higher self and be in our capability, the mastery of channeling that ultimate love to one another, we are infinite. We really are. So please take that message with you. today. Thank you so much for listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I love you so much. This is Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Stay flying high, sis. Stay strong. Keep happy. Keep healthy. And radiate in perfection. You are so, so loved. Let's see. What do we play on as we're signing out? What do we play as we are signing out? I think I want to play some Beach. Yeah, I'm always good. I should always just sign out with the Beach Boys. Like, that should just always be done. I feel like that's just what's going to happen for the rest of the Paranormal Play. Like, why not? Seriously. Seriously. Like, seriously. Okay. Here we go. Spirit of America. Carl's Big Chance. Ooh, Wendy. I haven't played this. So here's Wendy by the Beach Boys. I love you so much. Have a fantabulous evening.
WMFO on Medford.